Peripheral neuropathy is the most common neurodegenerative disease, is caused by damage to peripheral nerves, and often results in neuropathic pain. Many peripheral neuropathies are due to the loss of long axons, and so defining the mechanism of axon degeneration may identify therapeutic targets for preserving vulnerable axons and preventing the development of peripheral neuropathy. In this review, we will address the question, how might the recent breakthroughs in our mechanistic understanding of the axonal degeneration pathway enable development of therapies for the prevention and treatment of peripheral neuropathy? Axon degeneration is a self-destructive process that is akin to the apoptotic pathway. It is a biochemical program driving the dismantling of injured axons in much the same way that the apoptotic pathway orchestrates the programmed death of dysfunctional cells, although the molecular mechanisms are distinct. Recent genetic and biochemical studies have identified the central components of this axon degeneration program. This review focuses on SARM1, the central executioner of the axon degeneration pathway, highlighting evidence that SARM1 is essential for the development of peripheral neuropathy in mouse models of disease, the function of SARM1 as an injury-activated NAD cleaving enzyme, and the regulatory network of axon survival and axon degeneration proteins that control SARM1 activation and hence the balance between axon maintenance and axon loss. Finally, the review addresses how these mechanistic insights reveal clear strategies for the development of therapies to block axon degeneration and prevent the development of peripheral neuropathy. The countervailing actions of axonal survival and axonal degeneration factors determines whether an axon will be maintained or destroyed. Recent mechanistic insights into the function of these axon survival and axon degeneration proteins support a unified model for a core axon degeneration program. SARM1 is the central executioner of this program, whose activation triggers the cleavage of the essential metabolite NAD and subsequent metabolic catastrophe. SARM1 is inhibited by the delivery of the axonal survival factor NMNAT2 via axon transport. Injury or disease that impairs axon transport will reduce the levels of NMNAT2 and promote degeneration. This may explain why the distalmost portion of long axons are most susceptible to loss in peripheral neuropathies. The neuronal stress kinase DLK and the ubiquitin ligase PHR1 promote the turnover of NMNAT2 and so tune the susceptibility of axons to degenerate. This mechanistic understanding of the axon degeneration program highlights a number of potential therapeutic targets. As the central executioner of axon degeneration, SARM1 is a particularly attractive target. The identification of SARM1 as an NADase enzyme suggests that inhibitors of enzymatic function could block axon degeneration. Selective inhibitors have been developed for other families of NADases, and so SARM1 is likely a druggable target. In addition to small molecule inhibitors, a very potent dominant negative version of SARM was recently described that blocks the activation of wild-type SARM. Gene therapy using AAV-mediated delivery of this SARM dominant negative in the mouse provided long-lasting axonal protection following injury. An alternative to blocking SARM-mediated NAD destruction is to compensate for the loss of NAD by boosting its biosynthesis. NAD precursors are natural products that are considered safe by the FDA, and there is great interest in their potential value for treating or preventing a variety of diseases. In addition to directly targeting SARM, therapies could also target upstream pathways regulating SARM. There are efforts to develop drugs that can boost the function or expression of NMNAT2, and targeting the degradation of NMNAT2 is another alternative. Potent inhibitors of DLK have been developed and are being investigated as treatments for neurodegenerative diseases. The effect of DLK inhibitors on NMNAT2 levels suggests they could be useful for inhibiting axon loss in peripheral neuropathies. While there are great challenges ahead before treatments to block axon degeneration are a reality, the tremendous progress in understanding the fundamental mechanism of axon degeneration has identified a series of exciting druggable targets that may be useful for the prevention and treatment of peripheral neuropathy and other diseases of axon loss.